们继续要学习啊，大卫的经诗。
We continue to learn David's Golden Psalm.
我们早上提过啊，这个盼望啊，啊是经过熬练才产生的。
And this morning we mentioned that hope comes from trainings.
那就是一个人呢、啊，在痛苦当中，在苦难当中啊，他才会找一个出路。
It is a path that one finds in afflictions.
那出路啊，是在于神。
And this exit is in God.
那我们这一节来学习经诗的意义啊。
And this session will learn about the meaning of Golden Psalms.
那诗还有经子的诗啊，这个我们想不通啊。
And we cannot really understand what does it mean to have Golden Psalms.
因为诗啊是一个抽象的名词，就是诗就是很多他个人的感受，这样子用比较文雅的、优雅的文字。来表达出来
Because psalms are very abstract, they're using beautiful words to express emotions.
那诗呢，可能有一些格式啊。
And many psalms have formats.
所以这个诗啊，本身就是文字的表达。
So psalms are just expression in literature.
也是抒发人啊的一种情感。
And it's an expression of emotions.
啊，这金啊，好像是这个也是形容啊，就好像金子是非常宝贵的。
And gold are very precious.
那为什么这个诗啊，本身啊，作者来讲，它是看起来是非常宝贵的
？And why does the author call these psalms golden?
因为每一个人的经历啊，都是不一样的。
Because everyone has different experiences.
啊，像刚刚林姐妹她所做的见证，这是她个人的经历。
Just like Sister Maggie Lin testified of her own experiences.
啊，每一间房子都要每一间房子改造的。这个不同方法，不同的格局。
And every houses are built differently.
您的房子跟我的房子不一样。
Your house is different from mine.
所以神对每一个人的造就也是有不同的方法。
So God built everyone up in different ways.
那神对每一个人有不同方法，但是都是要让每一个人啊都能够被造就。
God uses different ways, but He wants to build everyone up.
所以每一个人都是很独特的。
So everyone is unique.
那独特的话看起来就是很宝贵，但是没有人会像你一样的。
Because you're unique, you're very special and very precious.
啊，神对我的造就的方法也没有人会像我一样。
God builds me up differently than yours.
所以是看得宝贵的。
So in God's eyes, we're precious.
那金子啊，被熬炼以后啊，那更是宝贵。
When gold are refined, they're even more precious.
那熬炼当然。有这个熬炼的方法，以前跟现在熬炼的方法是不一样的。
And the past they used different ways to refine gold.
啊，现在要提炼金子的话，是用化学啊，是用这个那硝酸，用酸啊来把杂质啊融化出来，这个去掉。
Today technologies use acids to refine gold.
因为金子本身啊是很耐被啊酸来，就是很耐酸呐。
Because gold can withstand acid.
所以它不大容易被酸所溶解。
So they will be melted by gold, acids.
那么其他的矿物质、其他的金属啊，就会被酸所溶解。
Gold would not be melted by acid, but other minerals or metals will be melted.
因此啊，就能够提炼啊纯金。
So you can have pure gold.
那以前呢，还没有发现的硝酸呢、啊、
？But in the past, they didn't know to use acids.
所以必须用火啊来提炼。
So they use a fire to refine it.
那用火来提炼，当这个火候，这个火一定要啊到一个一定的标准。
So they need to have certain fire.
那不够热的话，又不能够溶解；太热的话，连金子都被溶解掉了。
If it's not hot enough, it cannot melt it. But if it's too hot, even the gold will be melted.
所以在马拉基书那里说，神啊在。熬炼在净化那些利未人、啊、就好像在炼银子一样。
So in Malachi, God says when He refines the Levites, it's like refining silver.
那神是坐着在炼哦。
And God sits there to refine it.
就这两个眼睛一直看着那个银啊，这个炼的怎么样，那个火的程度如何
？He is watching over the fire.
所以他不是说，哎，烧了以后这个火烧了。然后神就去喝咖啡啊，就去泡茶、啊、聊天啊，不是这样子啊，这样子的话大家都玩的哇，谁管啊？
God doesn't
会毁灭的。
Start the fire and go and have a cup of coffee.
说其实啊，神对我们的熬炼，不管是各种的苦难、各种的环境啊，神都两个眼睛在看着。
So in all sufferings, in all situations, God is watching over us.
神对他的选民哈、啊， 是存着哈，存着啊，不是要让我们啊受灾祸的意念呢。
And to His chosen people, His will is not to have evil on us.
啊，神呢不会恶意来整我们。
He does not want to mess us up.
因为神对我们的意念啊，都是降福气的意念。
Because He wants to give blessings.
啊，就是要让我们能够以后得到成功、有盼望的这种意念。
So that we can have a future and hope.
因为当我们受到熬炼的时候，其实神是坐在那里，就是两个眼睛一直看着。
When we are refined, God is watching over us.
那当然，我们在受熬炼、在患难、在苦难当中，还是哀哀叫啊。
But the suffering, we are crying out.
因为那个哈不好受了。
Because it's hard.
啊，生病的时候也不好受了。
It's hard to be sick.
啊，我自己也是被医生宣判过说有癌症的。
I was also declared a cancer patient by the doctor.
那真的那个时候，我心里面就是有个意念说，怎么会是我啊
？And I thought, why me?
因为平常传道人就是在台上宣布说、哎、要帮助每一个弟兄姐妹祷告、啊、因为他有癌病啊，他又有生病啊，要帮助某个弟兄姐妹祷告。
Because as preachers, we will tell brothers and sisters to pray for others who are ill and who have cancers.
哎呀，现在这个临到我自己的身上。
But it's my turn now.
要怎么办
？What do I do?
所以刚开始也是很难接受。
In the beginning, I cannot accept it.
啊，但是借着祷告嘛，啊。从神那边得到安慰。
But through prayers, I was comforted by God.
所以经常祷告。
So I have to pray.
所以在困难当中，在困境当中，我们就能够体验神所给我们的平安。
In difficulties, we can experience the peace of God.
那我们就能够体验说神啊，的确是真实的。
We can experience that God is real.
因为神是灵，是看不见的。
God is spirit, we cannot see him.
那我们人以有限的空间，以有限的经验，有限的想法，有限的理智，怎么能够去了解？这位无限啊灵的神呢
？With limited space and rationale, how can we understand this unlimited God?
是很难的。
It's very hard.
所以神就赏赐给我们应许圣灵，让我们把神的恩典把它具体化。
So God gives us a promised Holy Spirit, so we can solidify His experience.
啊，把它这个生活化。
To make it
所以就让我们能够去触摸它，让我们去接触它。
So we can touch Him.
所以圣灵啊，被称为是一个凭据啊，应许圣灵是凭据。
So the promised Holy Spirit is a guarantee.
那凭据就 deposit 就是好像投期款哈、啊，那投期款第一期要付1000块的话
，It's like making a deposit. Your first payment is $1,000.
那么以后的这个第二期、第三期就是像第一期一样哈、啊，是一样的。
And the following payments will be the same.
所以我们现在所体验的那将来在天国也是一样的体验、啊、
So what we experience here is the same in heaven.
所以我们祷告的时候就是要很认真的祷告。
So when we pray very hard.
啊，从神那边得到体验。
And we gain experiences.
我们在患难当中才有个依据说哎呀我神给我的恩典就是这样子就是得到圣灵充满有一种安慰、啊、有一种力量。
Then in difficulties we can understand that we already experienced the power.
所以圣灵本身给我们的就是很实际，我们可以体验得到的。
And Holy Spirit is very practical and that we can experience.
这个就是神要给我们的部分呢。
This is what God gives us.
因此我们一定要珍惜。
So we have to cherish it.
一定要经常追求圣灵的充满。
To pursue the fullness of Holy Spirit.
那当一个人被圣灵充满以后
，When one is filled with the Holy Spirit,
啊，就要经常保持这种状态。
You have to maintain in that state.
啊，所以圣灵说我们要经常被圣灵充满。
God, Bible says we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵充满的定义、啊、不是只有说、哦、讲灵言，像舌头卷动。
The fullness of Holy Spirit is not defined by rolling of tongues，
而是很实在的，让我们能够体验神所给我们的平安，神所给我们的安慰。
Is that we can experience the peace and comfort of God？
那这个是很宝贵的。
It's very precious。
这个是我们基督徒的权利、啊、
It is our right as a Christian。
因为并不是每一个人都能体验宝贵的。应许圣灵只有赏赐给这些相信他的人。
Because not everyone can experience this, only those who believe in him can receive the promised Holy Spirit.
只有赏赐这些愿意遵守神道理的人。
Only this is only given to those who obey his words.
只有赏赐这些愿意追求的人。
It's only given to those who pursue.
不是给每一个人、啊、这个也是要有追求的心、啊、
It's not for everyone. You have to have the heart to pursue.
宝贵
Because it's precious.
所以。经诗呢，这个作者他本身有体验过的。
In the Golden Psalms, the writer has experienced it.
好像我们刚才读的第一篇啊，56篇啊，那么你看 无声的鸽子，它被放在远方啊，好像是无声被哭的，它哭的都没声音的。
It's like we read, the silent dove is in distant.
那这是他的体验。
And that was his experience.
那这个体验是很独特的。
It's a very unique experience.
所以金子被熬炼以后
After gold is refined.
那就变成金金了。
It becomes refined gold.
那金金就成为神荣耀的一部分。
Refined gold becomes a part of God's glory.
所以神为什么要熬炼我们？
Why do God refine us?
神允许我们呢，接受各种苦难。
God allows us to go through sufferings.
啊，当然有些苦难是啊，自己不小心，比如说感冒啊，你不多穿衣服，你没注意啊。
Sometimes you catch a cold because you're not careful and didn't wear a jacket.
啊，有时候是乱吃东西啊，所以肚子痛啊。
Or you eat bad things and you have stomach ache.
所以当人碰到各种苦难以后
，and when we're faced with sufferings,
我们要思考
，we need to think.
啊，为什么会碰到这个苦难
？Why are we suffering?
能够从里头来学习到学习啊教训
，and to learn lessons from it.
能够明白神的旨意
，to understand the will of God.
啊，可能神的旨意就是要我们好好的照顾自己的身体呀、啊。
Perhaps the will of God is for us to take care of our bodies.
我们神的旨意就是要让我们能够听配偶的话，配偶说：“哎呀，不能够吃那一个啊，那一个哈、啊，对你的血糖不好啊，那个对你的胆固醇啊不好啊，对什么不好？哎呀，你不清楚就贪吃的话，哦，那个很好吃啊，一定吃啊，啊，不肯听劝告啊，这个是后果，你要自己负责的。”
The will of God is for us to listen to our spouse when they tell us certain things are not healthy and we have to bear the consequences.
啊，所以在苦难当中我们要思考。
In sufferings, we have to reflect.
啊，思考神的旨意是要让我们学习什么。
To think about the will of God and what do we learn?
那学习好以后啊，我们就能够慢慢进步，慢慢进步。
After we learn, we can slowly improve.
啊，进步到后来啊，我们就能够变成神荣耀的一部分呢。
In the end, we will be a part of God's glory.
所以这是神最大的心意。
It is the will of God.
要让我们成为他荣耀的一部分。
So that we can be a part of His glory.
好，我们请看启示录。
Let's read Revelations.
启示录二十一章十八节。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章十八节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 18.
启示录二十一章十八节。墙是碧玉造的，城是金金的，如同明镜的玻璃。
18 The construction of his wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass.
那再看二十一节
，verse 21。
那十二个门啊，是十二颗珍珠哦，每门是一颗珍珠。城内的街道是金金，好像明透的玻璃。
21 The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass.
我们经常形容啊，天国是黄金街碧玉城。
We talk about heavenly kingdom as a golden street.
所以我们被熬炼以后，就好像是金金一样。
After we are refined, we become refined gold.
那金金啊，就被放在天国里头啊。
And refined gold is placed in heaven.
那使这个神的城。整个看起来就很有荣耀，因为是金金做的。
So the city of God is filled with glory.
啊，所以里头看起来，你走上去的话，你就觉得很自信、很自在。我觉得你自己就是很光荣的。
And if you walk on it, you become very confident. You feel very glorious.
啊，比白金汉宫、比白宫更漂亮。
Is more pretty than White House.
啊，更有荣耀。
Is more glorious.
所以被熬炼以后的信徒啊，就能够成为神荣耀的一部分。
So the believers who are refined can become part of God's glory.
好像古圣徒哈，我约瑟是被熬炼过的啊。
The patriarch Joseph was also refined.
那约瑟啊，被出卖，后来又被放在监牢里头。
When he was sold and when he was put in jail.
那他其实没有做错什么事情啊。
He didn't do anything wrong.
他说他可能想一想，我为什么会这样子的
？And he thought about why.
那他曾经跟哥哥哭说啊，哥哥啊，不要出卖我了，拜托你们。
Once he cried to his brother, begging not to sell him.
那哥哥们啊，就不听他的话。
And brothers did not listen to him.
还是把他卖到埃及地去。
They still sold him to Egypt.
那所以他很辛苦啊。
And he had a hard life.
啊，到了埃及地啊，他也不懂埃及的语言呢。
After he got to Egypt, he didn't know the language.
埃及的文字、埃及的话、埃及的文化，都是跟他们当时在希伯来啊迦南文化是不一样的。
The language and culture was very different from those of the Hebrews.
啊，说我们刚来美国也是很辛苦啊。
It's like when we first arrived to the United States.
啊，大部分的人刚来啊，这个英文啊都是不通的啦。
Most of us cannot speak English.
因为我们在台湾、在中国、在哪边学习的英文啊，来美国好像说不管用啊，有点 用好像是不大一样，讲的都不大一样。
Because the English that we learn in Taiwan and China is almost seem like it's useless.
所以来的也是很辛苦啊。
It's very hard when we first got here.
他们文化、他们语文啊，我们是一窍不通的。
The language and culture is very different.
要经过一个很长的时间来学习。
It takes a long time to learn it.
我们想想约瑟也是一样啊。
It's the same for Joseph.
那约瑟的情况比我们更糟糕啊。
And Joseph was in a worse situation.
我们来不是当年的奴仆，我们也是自由人啊。
When we came, we are not slaves.
有的人一来就做生意啊。
Some people came to do business.
一来就上班啊。
Came to do work.
不是做人的奴仆诶。
We're not slaves.
啊，后来约瑟又因为想被冤枉啊，下到监牢里头。
And Joseph was wrongfully accused, and he was put in jail.
很辛苦。
It's very hard.
但是呢，他有没有抱怨？他没抱怨呢。
But did he complain? He did not.
因为神与他同在。
God was with him.
神不会跟一个经常喜欢抱怨的人同在的。
God will not be with someone who likes to complain all the time.
我们从神对待他的这个事情来看，也是他所做的事情，神喜欢。
And God is pleased in what Joseph was doing.
主要他经常是存着感恩呢。
He is always grateful.
那虽然他不喜欢。被处在那样的环境
even though he did not like the situation he was in
但是他没得选择啊
he had no choice
已经来了
he was already there
已经被关了
he was already in prison
所以他都在正面来考虑的
he think positively
既然来了一定有神的旨意的
if he was there there is a will of God
因为刚好那时候有两个当官的人啊做官的人也是被跟他一样被关到监牢里头啊
and there were two officials who were also put in jail
所以他一定从这两个人的当中这两个做官的人当中来学习官场的文化
From these two officials he learned the culture of, in politics
来学习这个当官这个一些政府的事情
To learn the things of the government
因为一般的百姓那些人被关在监牢里的人都是犯人
Because the regular people who were there were all criminals
那些人不是生活在王宫里头啊
They did not live in palace.
他们没有跟王相处过的。
They did not live with the king.
所以神刚好有机会跟这两个人接触。
And God gave him the opportunity to interact with these two people.
一个是佐证，一个是膳长啊，他们在管厨房的。
One was the chief baker, one was the cupbearer.
那这两个人是跟王是最亲近的人。
And they were the closest to the king.
所以约瑟有机会来学习。这些官场的文化。
So Joseph had the chance to learn the culture of the government.
那作为以后他要当宰相的一个基础。
To become the minister his foundation.
所以在每个环境之下，对他来讲做这个考验呢。
In all circumstances, it was a test to him.
他要以一个怎么样的态度去面对他的困难
？What kind of attitude did he have towards his difficulties?
这是关乎一个人以后能不能够成功。
Can he be successful?
碰到困难，大家都。会有机会的。
When he's faced with difficulty, everyone had the opportunity.
但是有两种不一样的心态。
There are two kinds of attitudes.
有一种人的心态是唉声叹气。
One is complaining.
他就自暴自弃说啊，没办法，我为什么命那么苦啊
？And one will complain, there is nothing I can do.
他只是在喊命苦啊，命苦，我很苦啊。
They're crying out, it's very hard, it's very hard.
他两个眼睛都是看地上。
And the two eyes are looking to the ground.
两个眼睛都看困难本身了。
The two eyes are focused on the difficulty.
但是又有另外一种人。
But there's another attitude.
他说两个眼睛往上看。
The two eyes will look above.
举目望天。
And turn eyes on heaven.
当然他也可以说神啊救救我啊。
Of course, you can say God save me.
所以他两个眼睛是定着天。
But the two eyes have to be fixed on heaven.
然后他就能够明白神的旨意。
Then he will know the will of God.
神要他学习什么东西。
What does God want him to learn?
所以有一种人呢就是在既然被放在那个环境里头。
So one type of people when they're put in this environment.
他说利用那个机会来学习。
They will use the opportunity to learn.
因为人生需要学习的东西太多了。
Because there are too many things to learn in life.
有一种是能够把握每个机会。
And this type of people can, hold on to every opportunity.
所以一个人不能够抱怨神说神啊你为什么没有给我成功的机会啊。
So people cannot complain to God, you did not give me the opportunity to become successful.
神说有啊那个时候已经把你放在那个那个苦境啊
God says yes I already put you in suffering
那个就是让你学习啊
That's the opportunity to learn
是你自己不好的学习啊
But you did not learn
你自己唉声叹气
You're crying
你自己想要逃脱
You want to escape
所以你就失去机会啊
Then you lose the opportunity
所以神是很公平的
God is fair
所以神啊这个古圣徒啊神还是熬炼他们啊
And God tried these patriarchs
像约瑟一样
Just like Joseph
所以约瑟他真的就能够成了神荣耀的一部分了。
Joseph became a part of God's glory.
好，请看创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis.
四十一章。
Genesis chapter 41.
所以我们要告诉我们孩子啊，不要怕失败。
We need to tell our children, do not be afraid of failure.
要告诉我们孩子啊，不要怕苦。
Do not be afraid to suffer.
那是啊，人生一个很难得的体验。
It is a rare opportunity in life.
只要我们能够利用每个机会啊学习。
We need to use the opportunity to learn.
我们请看创世纪四十一章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 41.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
三十八。法老对臣仆说，像这样的人有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找得着呢？
And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?
所以从约瑟身上让法老就知道有个神的灵。
Pharaoh from Joseph, he can know that there is a Spirit of God.
这位神就是有智慧的神。
And the Spirit, the God has understanding.
所以他还赏赐智慧给约瑟。
He gave Joseph understanding.
所以渐渐让法老能够认识神。
So slowly Pharaoh came to know God.
约瑟他也把荣耀归给神。约瑟也把荣耀归给神。
And Joseph gave glory to God.
所以就变成神荣耀的一部分。
So he became a part of God's glory.
所以真的我们今天所做所为就是看看能不能荣耀神。
So today everything we do, we need to think about if we can glorify God.
就在乎我们的态度怎么样。
It depends on our attitude.
所以一定要个正面，不要唉声叹气哦，也不要抱怨哦。
We need to be positive and not complain.
所以就是我们孩子呢，考试的不及格的。
Even though our children fail the test.
不要抱怨他，不要骂他，不要责备他。
Don't rebuke them.
反而要鼓励他。
You need to encourage them.
跌倒了再起来。
When you fall, you need to stand
back up. 因为你的跌倒要成为以后跌倒的人的一个榜样。
Because
you're...应付跌倒。
Because your failure will become an example to those who fall again.
怎么来从跌倒爬起来？
How do you stand up from failure?
你要代表神来告诉其他的弟兄姐妹。
You represent God and tell other brothers and sisters.
你要成为神的发言人。
You will become the speaker of God.
你要成为神的荣耀之一啊。
You will become the part of God's glory.
所以不要随便放弃每个学习的机会。
So let us not give up on the opportunity to learn.
要善待啊，要拥抱神所给我们的苦难。
We need to embrace the suffering God gives us.
啊，不管是哪一种苦难。
Regardless of what kind of suffering it is.
那金子还有另外一种意义啊，是隐藏的经历啊，隐藏的经历经验。
And another meaning of gold is hidden experiences.
因为金子啊，一般来讲都是隐藏在这个岩石底下。
Because gold are usually hidden in the rocks.
啊，不是暴露在表面上。
They're not exposed on the surface.
那暴露在表面上，大家都可以去拿。
If it is exposed, then everyone can take it.
啊，但是它就隐藏在地表以下。
But it is hidden in the ground.
啊，所以我们电视节目啊，有一些节目就专门在拍摄啊，这些寻找矿石啊、寻找金子的人啊，他们要爬山啊，进去山区哈。啊，要挖石头，有的时候要把石头炸开，要敲敲一直敲。
And we can see TV shows that shows the gold miners in the mountains.
那有时候他们要把石头挖一个洞啊，然后一直到里面啊，人要爬进去里头找金子。
Sometimes they had to blow out the rocks, and the people had to climb in to find the gold.
所以它是隐藏着。
It is hidden.
它是属于这个奥秘。
It's a part of mystery.
所以这个作者哈，大卫。他能够写出这个诗啊。
So David can write this golden song.
因为他被隐藏。
He was hidden.
那隐藏的话就是我们刚所看的，他在旷野远方的无声歌啊，他在远方，在这旷野里头啊。
He was in the distant wilderness.
那旷野里头当然不是像我们今天哇浩浩荡荡整群的人啊要去旷野那郊游啊烤肉啊。
And wilderness is not somewhere that people can go like today can go barbecue.
是他自己一个人啊，这样子离开他的故乡啊，走到旷野啊。
He by himself left his hometown and went into the wilderness.
那走到旷野那个地方啊，是没有什么人迹的。
In the wilderness, there were no one there.
啊，那个地方很可怕。
It's very scary.
没有雨水。
There was no rain.
你光是走路啊，就渴啊，就会渴死的。
If you walk, you will be thirsty to death.
啊，是很困难的。
It's very hard.
但神就把它放在那里。
But God placed him there.
隐藏起来。
To hide him.
那隐藏起来有几个意义啊
？And there are many different meanings to hiding him.
第一个意义当然是神为了保护你，所把它放在旷野里头，让人找不到吧。
The first meaning is to protect him and not let anyone find him.
啊，神把它隐藏起来。
God hid him.
所以从空间上来讲，他是神把他隐藏起来，也是在保护他。
So under space, God is protecting him by hiding him.
那另外一种意义就是在人的品格上的隐藏。
The second meaning is his hidden virtues.
也就是说，把他隐藏起来，别人就看不见他。
When he's hidden, no one can see him.
所以就是没有暴露，没有好像是一个人那谦卑的隐藏起来。
He was not exposed. He was humbly hidden.
所以这是一个哈。第一个是保护，那第二个就是一个属灵品格那个熬炼的一部分呢。
First is protection. Second is a part of a refining of his spiritual virtues.
我们看约瑟啊，就是在埃及啊，隐藏了十三年了。
In Joseph, in Egypt, Joseph was hidden there.
连他的爸爸都找不到他。
His father could not find him.
他的哥哥当然不知道他现在在哪里呀。
Of course, his brothers did not know where he was.
那没有人认识他。
No one knew him.
因为他是被关在监牢里头啊。
He was a prisoner.
后来是神的手把他提出监来。
In the end, it was the hand of God that lift him up.
让他站在法老的面前。
To let him stand before Pharaoh.
让他有机会来表现他的属灵的智慧。
To give him the opportunity to show his spiritual wisdom.
让他能够彰显神的荣耀。
To manifest the glory of God.
让他能够拯救全家的人。
To save his whole family.
可是他那时候是隐藏的。
He was hidden.
摩西啊，也是在缅甸的旷野隐藏了四十年。
Moses also hid in the wilderness in Midian.
为什么？哦，这个就是，我们想想，神为什么要让他发生啊？他当时还在埃及的时候啊，那他就是要用自己的方法、自己的能力啊，去解救他自己的同胞。
In Egypt, he used his own way to save his people. Let's think about why God let this happen.
他就杀了一个埃及人啊。
He killed an Egyptian.
这个事情啊，让法老知道了。
And Pharaoh knew.
法老就追击他，要找他算账啊。
And so Pharaoh had to catch him.
所以他说没办法，隐藏在旷野里头躲起来呀。
He had to hide in the wilderness.
所以这个是有神的旨意。
It has the will of God.
So, 什么事情发生都有神的旨意。
So everything that happens, there is a will of God.
当有些时候我们想不通啊。
Sometimes we cannot understand.
就是生病也有神的旨意。
Even in sickness, there is the will of God.
结果他就跑到缅甸旷野躲了四十年。
He hid in the wilderness for 40 years.
那在这四十年当中呢，他能够做什么？
In the 40 years, what can he do?
他不能够做什么？
He cannot do anything.
他不能够回到埃及啊。
He cannot go back to Egypt.
那他要回埃及的话，刚好自投罗网。
If he goes back to Egypt, he will be arrested.
没有，因为自投罗网啊。
No one wants to.
逃都逃了，怎么还会回埃及呢？
You already escaped. Why would you go back?
所以埃及啊，他是回不去的。
He cannot go back to Egypt.
只能留在那里呀。
He can only stay there.
留在那里牧养他岳父的羊群呢。
To stay there and shepherd the sheep.
所以在那里每天所面对的就是。羊群啊，牛群啊。
Every day he faced the cattle and the sheep.
没有人啊。
There was no one else.
要是我们今天的话，可以回到那里去跟他作伴啊。
And today we can take a plane to go there and be his friend.
还带那个普洱茶去给他喝啊。
And we bring him some tea.
还是带着咖啡给他喝。
Bring him some coffee.
在以前啊，没有人啊。
But in the past there was no one else.
周围也没有什么商店啊。
There is no shops around him.
什么房子都没有。
There are no houses around him.
一早上起床，就是那些羊妹妹啊，羊哥哥啊。
When he wakes up in the morning, all he sees is the sheep.
在晚上要睡觉，就是羊就会叫啊，因为有的羊啊，一定会叫啊，叫要找他的儿子啊，找他妈妈，有的找妈妈，有的找儿子啊，找女儿啊。
And when he goes to bed, he will hear sheep looking for their mother or their kids.
像坐船到非洲去也是一样，就是早晚都在听到这些羊在叫的声音呢。
It's like when Pastor Cho goes to Africa in the morning and night time, all he hears.
所以摩西啊，他听到什么？听到羊的声音。
Moses heard the sheep.
所以他对羊这个旷野这个牧羊人他很有体验的。
So he was a very experienced shepherd.
所以他以后啊，在写圣经呢，他就能够体会哈，体会这个牧羊人，体会神的心意。
When he wrote the Bible, he can understand the will of the shepherd.
所以他在旷野里就隐藏了四十年。
He was hidden in the wilderness for 40 years.
那学习到他也不能够做什么。
To learn that he can do nothing.
所以第一个四十年呢，他是觉得他 他就是一切呀，他能够决定一切。
His first 40 years, he believed that he is everything.
啊，就好像刚刚林姐妹的见证了，她说，就好像他也能够决定他的时间表啊。
Just like Sister Maggie says, she can plan out her time.
所以很多人都是跟他一样的想法。
And many people think like her.
我现在还不信主啊。
I don't believe in the Lord.
还不受洗。
I will not be baptized.
等到我退休了。
When I'm retired,
等我年纪大的
when I'm older,
等到我不能够享受人间一切的美味，不能够吃这些美食哈，享受人间一切美好事物的时候，我再来信主。
When I cannot enjoy the good things in life, I will believe in God.
听起来很好听啊。
It sounds nice.
啊，这个是对啊，我也会啊。
I can do this too.
但是问题就是说，那个时间是不是你所能够决定的
？The problem is, can you decide the time?
不是他所能够决定的。
It wasn't up to her.
所以摩西也是一样。
It's same for Moses.
第一个事实点是他自己认为我可以决定，我自己以我的方法来拯救我自己的同胞。
The first 40 years, he believed he can make decisions and save his people using his own ways.
神就让他失败。
God made him fail.
然后跑到这个旷野。
So he escaped to
the wilderness. 在旷野四十年当中。
In the 40 years in wilderness.
他能够做什么？他不能够做什么
？He cannot do anything.
所以他就学习到我也是不能够做什么的。
He learned that he can do nothing.
因为现在的情况啊，他能够做什么
？What can he do in that situation？
然后第三个四十年
，at the third 40 years，
神就用他了。
God used him。
神用他，难道神在帮助他
？God used him and God helped him。
And 能让他行了很多的神迹奇事。
To allow him to perform many miracles。
所以他要学习到神才是一切的。
He learned that God is everything。
这是神隐藏他的目的，就是要让他学习。
That was the purpose for God to hide him.
让他在属灵的品格上啊，能够学习。
So that he can learn in his spiritual virtues.
让他啊能够更谦卑，更柔和。
So he can become more humble.
那大卫呢，当然也在旷野隐藏了。
And David was also hidden in the wilderness.
隐藏了大概十五年的时间。
He was hidden in for about 15 years.
所以圣经说啊，远方的无声歌。
So the Bible says the silent dove in the distance.
我们看是被放在远方啊。
He was placed in the distance.
一个没有人到的地方。
Where no one was there.
哦，在那隐藏他，熬炼他属灵的品格。
He hid him and refined him.
让他能够很刚强，很独立。
So he can become very strong and independent.
有一个信徒。
There was a believer.
这个是姐妹呢。
It was a sister.
他年轻的时候被他爸爸他爸爸不是信主的
When she was young and her father did not believe
被他爸爸虐待
She was abused
那时候九岁
九
岁的女孩九岁的女孩就被爸爸虐待了
And a 9-year-old was abused by her father
他那时候也不因为还小所以他祷告了他会祷告他说主啊您让我不要被爸爸虐待
And she was young. She knew how to pray. She said, "Please, Lord, let my father not abuse me."
甚至于她祷告说：“神啊，你为什么不赶快让爸爸死啊
？”And when she prayed, she said, "God, why don't you let my father die early?"
因为死了，他就不会虐待我啊。
After he dies, he cannot abuse me.
你看到这个地步啊
？That's the state she was in.
神没有把她的困难拿掉。
God did not take away her sufferings.
继续让它发生。
And allow it to happen.
但是她以后她觉得他做见证，他说觉得那个时候他就变成很刚强。
But later when she testified, she said it made her very strong.
因为他被虐待啊。
When she was abused.
他被虐待的时候，他就必须要应付那种环境，怎么样来使自己刚强起来啊？不要气馁啊。
She had to know how to learn how to handle the situation and not give up.
不要绝望。
Not to lose hope.
每天他都在等待神来救他。
Every day she is waiting for God to save him.
Save her. 虽然神没有把这种苦难拿掉
Even though God did not take away the suffering
但是熬炼他一个属灵的品格让他刚强起来
This trained her spiritual virtues and allowed her to be strong
所以刚强起来以后他现在已经结婚了
And now she is married
他有两个孩子
She has two kids
后来他就能够回去帮助这些软弱的人这些被虐待的人
In the end she can help those who are abused
这是一个很好的见证啊
！It was a wonderful testimony.
说一样，大卫啊，神让大卫在旷野里面受苦受难。
God allowed David to suffer in the wilderness.
也是要让他能够刚强起来
，so that he can become stronger.
要让他能够依靠主啊
，so that he can rely on God.
他才能够统治那么多的百姓啊，以色列全国。
So that he can rule over the whole Israel.
不然我们想想，他很年轻啊。
But or else he was still very young.
光是啊，那些熟熟本哈、啊，你说他的熟熟本就帮助他，那些熟熟本他就很难去制服，很难去管理那些他的熟熟本。
He cannot even control the uncles that would give him advice.
才三十岁。
He was only 30 years old.
三十岁很年轻啊。
He's still very young.
所以神要让他刚强。
God made him strong.
以后能够统治他的百姓。
To rule over his people.
甚至以年轻人哈，就能够统治那些比他年纪还大的官员呢。
A young person can rule over the elderly officials.
神就使他刚强。
God made him stronger.
熬炼他就刚强的品格。
To refine his strong characteristics.
那保罗也在大树呢，啊，在他的故乡啊，大树啊，不是树很大的那个大树，是一个名字叫做大树的小城啊，隐藏了十几年。
And Paul was hidden in Tarsus for more than 10 years.
然后神呢，切断他一切人脉的关系。
God cut off all the relationships he had.
让他单独的面对神。
So he was alone in front of God.
没有其他的人啊。
There was no one else.
假如有其他的人的话，一定会给他建议说啊，你应该这样做啊，你要那样做啊。
If there were other disciples, they would make suggestions to him.
所以有些时候，弟兄姐妹碰到患难的时候。
So sometimes when brothers and sisters suffer.
其实我们不要给他们太多意见呢。
We don't need to give them too many advice.
我们的意见可能就是我们自己的想法，我们自己的体验。
Because our advice can be our own thinking, our own experiences.
但神要造就每一个人的方法都是不一样的。
But God builds everyone up differently.
因为弟兄姐妹们现在的遭遇患难，可能我们没有碰过啊。
Because the sufferings that they face, maybe we have not faced them yet.
所以我们就不需要给他太多意见。
We don't need to give them too many advice.
我们只要勉励他，鼓励他，你要自己面对神。
We only need to encourage them to face God by yourself.
啊，神会给你安慰，神会给你智慧，神会给你一条出路。
God will comfort you. God will give you wisdom. God will give you a way out.
神会指出你当走的道路。
God will point you in the direction you need to take.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
保罗神都切断，他有很多学生哦，他就是切断那些学生的。
Paul had many students, but God cut off all these relationships he had.
还好当时呢，没有这个 email, 没有这个 cell phone, 没有手机啊。
Good thing back then there was no cell phones or email.
不然现在还是用手机联络哈，跑回去到处还是手机啊，那 line 来，我们 line 啊，你该怎么办啊？你要做什么？你要做什么
？And nowadays people just write emails to him and make suggestions to him.
那当时也没有电话。
And there was no phone back then.
感谢主啊，每个时代的背景啊，神造就的方法都不一样。
So thank God, every different generation, God builds people up differently.
那保罗在大树呢，思考了很多问题啊。
In Tarsus, Paul pondered upon many questions.
思考这个犹太啊，这个犹太教啊，跟这个耶稣基督到底有什么相关联
？He thought about the connection between Judaism and Jesus Christ.
因为他很清楚犹太教的教条啊。
He knew the rules and regulations of Judaism very well.
啊，现在耶稣基督选召他。
And Lord Jesus chose him now.
啊，他只知道说耶稣啊是主啊，是他的主啊，是神啊。
He knew that Jesus was his Lord, his God.
啊，可是这两个呀、啊、有什么相关联
？But what is the connection between them?
所以神要他在那里自己面对神，神就给他很多的启示。
And he faced God alone, and God gave him many revelations.
结果他就写了十三封的书信了。
He wrote 13 epistles.
这十三封的书信呢，每一封书信都是很有能力的。
All these letters were full of power.
因为是神的启示。
Because they were revelations from God.
每一封书信都成为我们今天基督教信仰的基础。
And these become the foundation of Christianity.
那这个金丝哈啊金啊，还有另外一个意义啊。所以第一个意义啊是它很宝贵。那么第二个意义呢是隐藏的经历啊。
And the first meaning of golden psalm is very precious. The second is the hidden experiences.
那第三个
，third，
这个在希腊文的意义啊，那个金丝啊，就是石刻啊，啊，就是刻在石头上，刻在石头上。
And in Greek, this means that it's carved in stones.
那当在以前的技术啊，刻在石头上就是说表示啊，这个是永久性的，因为石头不会腐烂呢、啊。
In the past, to be carved in stones means that it is permanent.
所以我们今天这些考古学家啊，怎么去发现以前古代的文物啊的那个历史背景
？And how did archaeologists discover the artifacts in the past?
就是有这些石头哈、啊，雕刻，比如说以前的画画啊，一千年呢、两千年，甚至三千年以前的人哈、啊，他们没有文字，怎么表达他们的情绪，表明说明他们的故事啊，就把它画在墙壁上那个石头上。
And in the thousands of years ago, people did not have language, and they would write down their expressions in, on stones.
啊，把它刻在石头上。
They would carve them in stones.
啊，虽然啊，那个是用画的，但是这个考古学家也能够猜出它们大概是什么意思的。
They may be just paintings, but the archaeologists can guess the meanings.
所以你看，经过几千年以来啊，那个石头还不会腐坏呀。那个所刻的画像还是在那里的。
Even thousands of years later, the stones are not damaged.
那只要是用纸写下来的话，可能早就腐烂了。
But if you write them on papers, they will go bad.
所以一些古抄本、圣经的抄本啊，到现在都已经不知道跑去哪里了。
So the copies of the Bible in the past, we cannot find them.
因为都已经腐坏的。
Because they have gone bad.
啊，所存的不多了。
And you cannot find many left.
所以金饰啊，就是石头刻的哈，把它刻在石头上。
So golden songs are carved in stones.
也就会表示啊，永不改变的真理。
It's the truth that never changes.
所以神对一个人的造就，大卫的体验也是一个不改变的真理。
So when God built someone up, the experience that David had can never be changed.
不改变的真理就是种什么就收什么。
It is the truth that never changes. You reap what you sow.
种情欲就说败坏
，you reap desires and you sow corruption.
种圣灵啊，就说永生
，if you reap if you sow Holy Spirit, then you reap eternal life.
哎，就是一分耕耘啊，一分收获
，you reap what you sow.
啊，没有不劳而获的道理呀、啊、
，you cannot gain something if you didn't work for it.
所以这个是一个不变的定理呀、啊、
，it is a truth that cannot be changed.
啊，这个定理呢是适合在每个年代。
And this truth fits in all eras.
因为它是用石头刻在那里的。
Because it's carved in stones.
所以是适合每个年代，也是适合这个时代。
It also fits for our generation.
所以圣经说，神的话安定在天呢。
And God says the word of God is rest in heaven.
啊，不能够被改变的。
It cannot be changed.
那也好像是这个不转动的影儿哈。
It's like a shadow that cannot be moved.
也是不会改变的。
It cannot be changed.
这是一个真理。
It is the truth.
所以我们为什么要研究大卫的金诗
？So why do we need to study the Golden Psalm of David?
从大卫金诗里头可以来体验大卫的心情。
From Golden Psalms of David, we can experience his emotions.
体验他的盼望是从什么地方来的
？We can know where his hope came from.
那他有这个盼望以后，他的心情又怎么样一个改变
？How did he change after he had this hope?
那我们下堂课再来学习一下这个金诗的内容。
And we'll continue to learn the contents of Golden Psalms next session.
到现在我们已经学习对金诗做个简介。
So we've already do the introduction for Golden Psalms.
那明天呢？大概还有两个小时啊。
And tomorrow we have about
金诗的内容。
2 hours to talk about the content.
因为这个可能要讲的比较快一点不然讲不完啊。
I may need to go faster.
好，我们一起低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
休息10分钟。
Take a break for 10 minutes.